All right, everyone, get ready, because today we're going deep on something in SEO that might just surprise you.
Oh.
Customer reviews.
Okay.
I know, it sounds like almost too simple, right?
Right.
But seriously, you would be amazed how many businesses just totally miss this while they're busy, you know, like redesigning their website
yeah.
or, you know, churning out content left and right.
Uh-huh.
So we're going to use this article called Don't Overlook This Vital Search Engine Optimization SEO Ranking Factor
okay.
by Jim Clannon to unpack exactly why that's a mistake.
Yeah, it really is like a classic scenario. You see it all the time.
Yeah.
Where businesses put in all this effort with their SEO.
Right.
But they're just not moving up in the rankings.
Yeah.
And what's so fascinating is that these search engine algorithms,
mm-hmm.
especially Google's, have gotten so incredibly sophisticated.
Right.
They're not just looking at, you know, keywords and backlinks anymore.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, are links from other websites back to yours.
Right, right.
They're really trying to understand the whole user experience.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And, like, the overall brand reputation, too.
So it's almost like Google is trying to, like, figure out if a business is the real deal.
Yeah.
Not just some website that's like stuffed with keywords.
Exactly. Yeah.
But how do customer reviews like fit into all of this?
Well, think about it. When you're looking for like a product or service online, what's one of the first things you do?
I check the reviews. Yeah, for sure.
Right. You want to see what other people are saying.
Mm-hmm.
And search engines, they're essentially doing the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
But on a way bigger scale.
That makes sense. I mean, we all rely on those reviews to make decisions.
Right.
But I wouldn't have guessed that they were that important for SEO.
Oh, they're hugely important.
Really?
We even have the data to back it up.
Okay.
Research from Mozilla actually showed a 43% increase in the impact of positive reviews on rankings.
Wow.
Between 2015 and 2018.
That's huge.
But the why is even more interesting. There's a growing distrust of like traditional advertising and marketing.
Right.
People are turning to their peers for recommendations.
Uh-huh.
And online reviews have basically become the digital word of mouth.
Oh, okay. That's interesting.
Yeah.
So the more positive reviews a business has, the more credible it seems to both people and search engines.
Exactly. It's like a vote of confidence from real users.
Okay.
And Google takes it very seriously.
Huh?
The algorithm analyzes not just how many reviews you have,
right,
but also like the sentiment,
okay,
how often they're coming in,
mm,
and even the diversity, where they're coming from.
Oh, interesting.
So like, are they coming from Google My Business, from specific review platforms,
yeah,
social media?
Yeah.
The more diverse, the better from Google's perspective.
Hold on. You mentioned Google My Business.
Yeah.
Can you explain that a little bit?
Sure. So Google My Business, it's this free tool,
okay,
that lets businesses manage their online presence across all of Google.
Okay.
So that includes like search and maps.
Mm-hmm.
So those reviews that pop up when you search for like a local business.
Yeah.
Those are usually coming from Google My Business.
Oh, okay. So those are the ones I'm always checking then.
Yeah, probably.
But I'm curious, does Google actually look at what's in the reviews?
Yeah.
Like if somebody just gives 5 stars but doesn't write anything, does
yeah.
that still count?
It does count, but a detailed review is always going to be better.
Okay.
Google's algorithm is advanced enough to analyze the sentiment and even the keywords that are being used in reviews. So a review that says something like, this product is amazing, it's so easy to use, and the customer service is fantastic,
yeah,
is going to carry a lot more weight than a review that just says, great product, 5 stars.
Oh, okay. So businesses really need to be encouraging their customers to write detailed, genuine reviews.
Exactly. And that brings us to a really important point.
Okay.
Authenticity.
Right.
Google is very good at detecting fake reviews or ones that have been manipulated.
Yeah.
If you try to game the system, you could actually end up getting penalized.
Oh, no.
And that could hurt your rankings even more.
Yikes. That's definitely not what we want. So how do we encourage real, honest reviews without resorting to, you know, shady tactics?
That's a great question. And it's something we'll dig into more in the next part of our deep dive.
All right. Sounds good. All right. So we've established that customer reviews are like essential for SEO.
Yeah.
But how do we actually get those reviews?
Mm-hmm.
I imagine a lot of businesses probably struggle with this.
Oh, they absolutely do.
Yeah.
It can feel kind of awkward.
Yeah.
To like ask for reviews.
Right.
Almost like you're fishing for compliments.
Right.
But it really doesn't have to be that way.
Okay.
The key is to make the whole process easy.
Mm-hmm.
And enjoyable for your customers.
So how do we do that? What are like some practical tips?
Okay, so first and foremost,
yeah,
make it incredibly easy for customers to actually leave a review.
Okay.
Don't bury the links to review platforms.
Yeah.
like deep in your website's footer or something.
Right.
Put them front and center.
Okay.
Like on your homepage,
mm-hmm.
product pages.
All right.
Or even in a follow-up email after somebody makes a purchase.
So basically meeting customers where they are.
Exactly.
Okay.
But what about those people who might be hesitant to leave a review?
Right.
Even if it's easy to do. That's where personalization can really make a difference.
Okay.
So instead of using a generic message,
yeah.
like, please leave a review,
right.
try something a little more specific.
Okay.
And engaging.
Like what?
Like, we hope you're loving your new product name.
Yeah.
We'd love to hear your thoughts.
Okay.
You can even personalize it even further
mm-hmm.
by, like, mentioning something specific
okay.
about their purchase.
Right.
Or, like, their interaction with your business.
Oh, that's clever.
Right.
So you're not just asking for a review, you're also reminding them about a positive experience they had.
Exactly. And a little gratitude goes a long way.
That's true.
Always thank customers
mm-hmm.
who take the time to leave a review.
Okay.
Whether it's positive or negative.
Oh, that's a good point.
Yeah, it shows you value their feedback.
Mm-hmm.
And it encourages others to do the same.
Speaking of negative reviews.
Yeah.
How should businesses handle those?
Mm-hmm.
I imagine it can be tempting to like get defensive or try to like sweep them under the rug.
It's understandable to feel that way.
Yeah.
But negative reviews aren't necessarily a bad thing.
Really?
In fact, a few negative reviews can actually make you seem more credible.
Wait, really? How so?
Well, think about it.
Okay.
No business is perfect.
Right.
Potential customers, they know.
Yeah.
If all you have are glowing five-star reviews,
mm-hmm.
it can start to look suspicious.
Okay.
Like you're filtering out the negative feedback.
Okay.
Or even worse, faking reviews.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that makes sense.
So a few negative reviews here and there mm-hmm. actually add authenticity.
Okay.
It shows you're transparent
right.
and willing to acknowledge that you're not perfect.
Yeah.
Plus, negative reviews, they can provide valuable insights
mm-hmm.
into areas where you can improve.
Oh, that's a good point.
Use them as an opportunity to learn and grow.
It's not about being perfect. It's about being real and responsive to feedback.
Exactly. And when you do respond to a negative review,
yeah.
do it publicly and professionally.
Okay.
Address the customer's concerns directly.
Mm.
Apologize if you need to.
Right.
And offer a solution.
Okay.
This shows potential customers that you care about customer satisfaction.
Yeah.
And you're willing to go the extra mile.
So transparency and responsiveness are key.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's all about building trust and relationships.
That makes sense.
And here's another tip.
Okay.
Don't be afraid to incentivize reviews.
Oh, okay.
You could offer like a small discount,
mm-hmm.
a freebie,
right.
or even an entry into a contest.
Okay.
As a thank you for taking the time to leave a review.
A little something to sweeten the deal.
Exactly.
But are there any rules around incentivizing reviews?
Yeah, you definitely want to be ethical about it.
Right, of course.
Never make the incentive conditional.
Okay.
On leaving a positive review.
Right.
That's basically like buying positive feedback.
Yeah.
Which is dishonest.
Yeah.
And it can really damage your reputation.
So it's more about showing appreciation for their time and effort.
Exactly.
Okay.
And always be transparent with customers
mm-hmm.
about the purpose of the incentive.
Right.
And how it relates to your review request.
All right. So we've talked about making it easy to leave reviews.
Uh-huh.
Personalizing those requests.
Yeah.
Embracing both positive and negative feedback.
Mm-hmm.
Responding thoughtfully.
Right.
And even offering incentives ethically.
Yep.
Any other strategies we should keep in mind?
One thing we haven't really touched on yet.
Okay.
Is the content of the reviews themselves.
Yeah.
It's not just about getting any review.
Okay.
It's about getting reviews that are helpful
mm-hmm.
and informative
right.
for potential customers.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And we'll explore that further in the final part of our deep dive.
We've talked about like the how of getting customer reviews, you right. know, like making it easy, personalizing requests, even using incentives and stuff.
Right.
But now I'm curious about like the reviews themselves.
Yeah.
Like what makes a review really good from an SEO perspective?
That's a great question.
Yeah.
And it goes way beyond just star ratings.
Okay.
Remember, search engines are getting smarter all the time.
Mm-hmm.
They're not just looking at the overall sentiment anymore.
Right.
They're analyzing like the actual content of the reviews.
Okay.
To really understand what makes a business unique.
So it's not just about getting a ton of like, this is great reviews.
Right.
We need reviews that actually like tell a story.
Exactly. Think of it this way.
Okay.
You want reviews that help potential customers actually visualize
okay.
what it's like to experience your business
right.
firsthand.
Okay.
Like what specific problems does your product solve?
Mm-hmm.
What makes your customer service so exceptional?
Okay.
What sets you apart from the competition?
So like if I run a small bakery that's known for its sourdough bread,
yeah,
I'd want reviews that talk about like the unique flavor,
mm-hmm.
the crispy crust,
right,
the long fermentation process,
exactly,
all the things that make my bread special.
You want reviews that highlight those details.
Okay.
Those sensory experiences that really make people crave your sourdough.
Right.
Those are the kinds of reviews that will not only boost your SEO,
yeah,
but also attract customers who are genuinely interested in what you offer.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
But how do we like encourage customers to write those kinds of reviews?
Well, you can start by kind of subtly guiding them.
Okay.
With your review requests.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of just saying leave a review,
right,
ask them specific questions.
Like what?
Like, what did you enjoy most about your recent purchase?
Okay.
Or how has our product helped you?
Oh, so you're kind of like planting those seeds.
Exactly.
For the kind of information you want them to share.
Yeah, you're not dictating what they should say.
Yeah.
But you're nudging them in the right direction.
Okay.
And remember, you can also leverage different platforms to encourage different types of reviews.
I'm intrigued. What do you mean by that?
Well, let's say you're a really visually driven business.
Yeah.
Like a clothing boutique or a restaurant.
Right.
Encourage customers to leave photo reviews.
Okay.
On platforms like Instagram or Yelp.
Gotcha.
If you're more focused on customer service.
Yeah.
Google My Business is a great platform for showcasing those positive interactions.
That's a smart strategy.
Yeah.
Use the platform that best aligns with like your strengths.
Exactly.
It's all about showcasing your business in the most authentic way possible.
Absolutely. And remember, the goal is not to like manipulate reviews,
right,
or create some kind of false image.
Yeah, of course.
It's about showcasing the genuine value that you provide,
mm-hmm,
and letting your satisfied customers be your advocates.
It sounds like there's a real art to this whole customer review thing.
There is.
It's not just about quantity. It's about quality,
mm-hmm,
strategy, mm-hmm, and aligning your review strategy with your overall brand and marketing goals.
You got it.
Wow.
And the beauty of it is that when you get it right,
yeah,
customer reviews become this powerful engine,
okay,
that drives both your SEO and your business growth.
So what's like the key takeaway for our listeners today?
I'd say in today's digital landscape,
mm-hmm,
customer reviews are more than just feedback.
Okay.
They're a reflection of your brand.
Yeah.
Your,
yeah,
reputation,
mm-hmm,
and your commitment to customer satisfaction.
Okay.
Embrace them.
Yeah.
Nurture them.
Uh-huh.
And watch them transform your online presence.
That's great advice. I think we've covered a lot of ground today.
Wait.
From the science behind these search algorithms to,
yeah,
the art of crafting those compelling review requests.
Hmm.
I know I've learned a lot.
Me too.
And I hope our listeners have too.
It's been a fascinating deep dive.
And on that note,
yeah,
we'll wrap up this deep dive into customer reviews.
Okay. Remember, the quest for knowledge never ends.
It doesn't.
Stay curious. Keep exploring.
Yeah.
And we'll catch you on our next adventure.
All right.
Into the world of fascinating topics that matter.